This is episode 121 of the Creative Giant Show. I'm Charlie Gilkey. Thanks so much for joining me today. On today's episode, Angela joins me to jam about how to be intentional during the holidays. We cover clarity about values and expectations, priorities, and positive and negative boundaries. Our hope is that this helps you amp up the happiness of your holidays without amping up undue stress. Ready? Let's do this.
Welcome to the Creative Giant Show, where we go behind the scenes about what it means to live a life full of creative and professional success. Creative giants are talented, renaissance souls with a compassion-fueled bias towards action. Now, here is your host, Charlie Gilkey.
Alrighty, Angela, you ready to jam on this?
Yes, happy holidays!
Happy holidays indeed. So, you know, we decided that for today we're going to talk about maybe the softer side of the holidays.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, because a lot of times we talk about how to get stuff done during the holidays and how to, like, you know, not have work drive you crazy. But we're going to flip the script, as it were.
We're going to try our best.
I don't get to say anything about productivity and lists and things like that. No, I can't say lists because we might be making some lists.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. So kick us off. What's going on here, Angela?
Well, I thought it'd be nice just to have a little bit of a jam about intentionality during the holidays. I know one of the things that you and I try to do prior to holidays or breaks or vacations is to talk with one another about what we would like that period of time to look like and how we want to intentionally go into that period of time, how we want to be by ourselves or how we want to be together. And so I just kind of wanted to have a little bit of a conversation about that today and open up, you know, the talk for ourselves, but also for people listening, you know, here during the middle of a very, very busy season for all of us, no matter what holidays you do or don't celebrate. There's a lot of energy going around. There's a lot that can be happening. And so I thought it would be nice to just take a few minutes to take a step back from all of it and think about how we intentionally want to show up.
The holidays present an interesting paradox because on the one hand, they're the happiest time of the year. On the other hand, a lot of people are actually stressed.
Yeah.
I'm stressed, and some people can feel incredibly lonely. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, if you work with mental health professionals, you'll know that it's one of the busiest times of the year for them.
Yeah.
And so that's the interesting thing, making space for that duality. Like, it's the happiest time of the year, mm-hmm. right? At the same time that we recognize that it can also be a challenging time of the year emotionally, socially, financially. Like, it comes with both.
Yeah, there comes, you know, with holidays, you know, specifically with this time of year, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, solstice, you know, Boxing Day or Christmas, whatever it might be, there are a lot of expectations that can come with those holidays, expectations that you have about that holiday and what you want it to look like. And then expectations that we have of other people and that they have of us. And so I think it's really important that when we're going into this period of time where it could possibly be high stress for people and we may get the opportunity to spend time around people that we love and we care very much about, that we have conversations, very clear conversations with them about what you would like during that time, how you'd like to spend time with them, how you would like to not spend time with them, whatever that might look like for you.
What I want to say on this one is that when we start talking about being intentional and about how you want the holidays to look, sometimes it can be really challenging to share that with other people and to really sit down and have some of these talks, right? Angela and I are able to do it. We've been together for 20 years almost, right? And so, and we've learned the hard way.
Yeah.
that we need to be intentional about holidays, right? Because we've gotten to the end of them and it wasn't what either one of us wanted it to be.
Yep.
And so, and that was actually when we were academics, it was even worse, right? Because we had like 2 or 3 weeks, right? Of just like this free time to do things.
Yeah.
But we weren't intentional about all of that open space. Mm-hmm. And so you get to the end of that 3 week period and you're like, have we actually connected with each other this whole time?
Yeah.
Have we been present? Mm-hmm. Rather than focused on giving presents, like things like that, right? And so we learn the hard way. And so you might not be able to go to your family and friends and sit down and say, so here are my intentions for the holidays and here are my boundaries, right? So we're not going to say necessarily you go that way. I'm not saying that you can't if you have that relationship with them, but it really starts with you knowing what you want and being clear about that.
Yeah.
And what I'll say there is a lot of times what people focus on too much during the holidays is what they'll do rather than how they want to feel.
Mm, that's a great... Talk a little more about that, please.
So we get wrapped up into the, you know, parties and the gift giving and sort of the rituals. And I don't say rituals in a bad way, just the rituals that guide our year. And so much is it about doing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Yeah. I got to do this. I got to get that. I got to give this. So on and so forth. Right. And throughout the process, we don't focus on how we most want to feel. Mm. And why that's so super important, I think, is because once you know how you want to feel, you can also become a beacon for that feeling. Mm-hmm. Right. If you want to feel hope and rejuvenation and love, you're better able to mirror and project that into the world.
Yeah.
Right? As opposed to what you might otherwise mirror and project, which is, I got to get this stuff done and like I'm frustrated. I need more coffee because I'm clearly not going to be able to do all this in the amount of time. Like there's sort of that. It almost makes me think of the Alice in Wonderland, like the bunny, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, got to do, like, we're going to be late.
I'm late,
right? And if that's the focus of your attention, and that's the how you are actually feeling, and you don't have another default to come back to, that's what you're going to be projecting to other people.
Yeah, that's such a good, and I think maybe one of the most important things to think about, and I would like people to, you know, if they're going to walk away with something from this, is to think about what, like you said, what it is they want this season, this time to feel like, and to sit down and make some space to really sink into that, whether you meditate, you write, you move, whatever it is that it might be for you, focusing on that intention, that feeling, that way of being, so that you can really embody that. You know, I think of so many holidays in the past that I've been, you know, I've been just like the poster child for, I need to get all of these things marked off my list so that it can be a wonderful holiday for everybody. And in the midst of that, I forgot about like what I really want is to spend time with this person and to connect with them on a very deep level. And while these things on this list may be important for me, one, they may not be as important for this other person that I want to spend time with, and they're not near as important as this other list of things is for me. And, you know, I think about, you know, I can't help but think about, you know, with our little nieces and nephews and things like that, that, you know, they're all the presents and gifts and things like that that come with the holidays. But I would imagine that a lot of them would just be super excited to be able to sit down with us and read a Christmas story together, right? And spend that time together. Read a story as they're going to bed on, you know, one of the evenings of Hanukkah or something like that. So, those kinds of things are very, very important.
Well, I think what we want to, this has been my observation, mm-hmm. right? May not be true for everyone's reality here. So I completely get that. But I think one of the reasons we see such a fever pitch of stress mm-hmm. is because the holidays end up becoming a process of capturing a several moments of a day.
Yeah.
Right? Of like that moment when, if you're talking about Thanksgiving, that everybody was happy at the table and like...
It was set perfectly.
It was set perfectly, right? And there's these like time slices, right? Mm-hmm. Of like that had to be perfect. Or Christmas morning yeah. has to be a certain way, right? Yeah. Or this meal has to be a certain way. And that's where the suffering comes in, right? Mm. I've been reading a lot about Stoicism recently, but just philosophy in general. And you know, what all of the practical philosophies come down to is a realization that where our suffering and frustrations come from mm-hmm. is having such an attachment to how things must be in the world.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from. And if you spend, and understandably so, if you spend 3 weeks planning that perfect Christmas meal mm-hmm. and then the turkey comes out funky.
Yeah.
Right. Or, you know, the two people that you hoped would get along do not get along.
Yeah.
Right. It all of that comes down and scaffold just falls. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I think when we're talking about embodying what you want to feel.
Yeah.
Like, I think it allows you to stop and say, you know, regardless, let's say you wanted to pick love because it is one of the major themes of the season. Mm-hmm. Say, you know what, I am going to embody love and everywhere I go and everywhere I touch, right? It's going to be that, even when the turkey comes out funky.
Yeah.
Right. Or your two uncles are doing whatever they do, right? You can still find that love there. You can still find that there and still be a beacon of that, mm-hmm. right? Whereas if it were just around that moment, mm-hmm. it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
It's going to be gone. And even if it all turns out well, like, yeah, I mean, you'll have a nice Instagram photo of it and you'll have, you know, Facebook there to show the world.
Yeah.
But how much of the presence do you actually miss out on mm-hmm. because you're trying to capture that 5 minutes or 15 minutes?
Or that 10 seconds.
Yeah. Or that 10 seconds as opposed to the days that you might have to spend with people,
yeah,
right, where you can instantiate and embody that feeling. And again, we're going to be at different places, mm-hmm. right? And so maybe love is not yours, maybe hope is not yours, maybe rejuvenation or happiness or peace and joy or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
There are all these sort of feelings floating around. Pick one that resonates with you and say, that's the one, or maybe those two or three. And then I think the question around what to do, I'm not going to do it. I think the question around what to do is what's the best way what can I do to instantiate that feeling?
Yeah.
What does hope in the world look like with my family, with my friends, with my colleagues, with my clients? Yeah. What does that look like and how can I share that?
Yeah.
And how can I re-anchor that throughout the season?
Yeah. 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 I guess, you know, my encouragement is just that we each take some time to think about what our intentions are during this time of the year. Again, whether or not we celebrate a specific holiday, it doesn't matter. That we get some clarity about what that intention is. And if possible, we let people know what our expectations are. We get clear with ourselves about what our expectations are. And you know, you come from a place of thinking about what your priorities are, what your values are, and then, you know, of course, where you're able to, being very clear about your boundaries and what those look like.
Yeah. And so when it comes to this whole intention making and clarity, what I'll say here is actually, whether you want to create a vision board for that, whether you want to, you know, create a note card that you stick on a corkboard in your office, whether you want to have it be something that's on a meditation pillow or your meditation altar or part of your daily prayers or part of your journal. Like, it's super important to keep coming back to it, right? And to have it in front of you. And so, yeah, and again, if the social dynamics you're in make it such that you're, it's going to be super awkward for you to sit down and like express this to other people, just do it and don't talk about it, right? Just do it. They'll feel it.
Live
it. Just live it and be it. And that way it's not, you know, you're not getting made fun of by your sister. Like, oh, how's that love working out for you today? And it's like, right now it's working out really well. Otherwise I would punch you in the eye.
Better before you asked.
Better. It was way better before you asked. And anyways, moving along briskly. So we've talked about clarity. We've talked about intentions, expectations. Let's go there. I think, you know, having the intention around feelings as opposed to activities will help with a lot of the expectations. The other thing I'll say on this one is like, I probably be the best expectation that you can have is that things are not going to go the way you think they're going to go.
Yeah.
And to be really present about what is rather than what is not. Right. And if you know, if you can approach the turkey coming out funky, like with laughter, right. And with just that that's what is, and that's a mirror of life. Then it's a completely different experience. Then if, again, it has to be perfect. It has to be this way. And, because I have Angela on the podcast on this one and she gets to talk about it and I don't have to be super awkward about it. I'm just going to put it out there and let you talk about it. So much of this, of the responsibility for holidays to come out perfectly rest upon women.
Typically.
And it's so not fair. And so I want to say, yes, moms and sisters and wives, we're talking to you, but I'm going to back slowly away so Angela can do the talking and I don't get the, I don't get the tomatoes for it.
Well, I think, you know, it's true that a lot of the expectations that families or society have, are tied up in women's work. Oftentimes they're unseen and unpaid work about what this time of year should look like, or this specific day, or this holiday, or whatever it might be. And one of the things that I want to encourage our listeners to think about, you know, possibly, especially women, it totally depends on your dynamics and your family and in your relationships, but is to think about how you can pull in other people and other members of your family circle, your friend circle, your community, whatever it is that it might be, to lovingly fold them into being a part of whatever this larger expectation is. So, you know, if it's this, you know, large elaborate meal that you have with family, then finding a way to actively involve all the different members of the family so that they can all pitch in and bring a piece of it together, in different ways. You know, it may be creating decorations, it may be setting a table, it may be, you know, this certain amazing barbecue dish that your Uncle Bob is the only one who can make, or doesn't normally go with Christmas dinner, but everybody loves it. You know, whatever it might be, is trying to find ways to fold everybody in. And even more than that is to take care of yourself. You know, one of the best things that you can do during this time of year is to really focus on your own self-care and how you're able to take care of yourself so that you can then in turn show up for the ones that you love.
Along with that, what I'll say is with a lot of family traditions, there tends to be an asymmetry between the people who are going to want and complain about it and the people who are actually making it happen. And what I would say on that one is, if you are in that situation and you know certain person is going to be frustrated because it didn't happen the way and it's always happened, mm-hmm. then they're definitely the person to enroll, right?
Yeah.
And or shift it to them,
yeah.
right? In the sense where Ansel's talking about how to do what you currently do. I would also say that eliminating some of the things that you've historically done is also a valid option.
Totally.
Right? If for instance, you're done with the extravagant gift-giving sort of rigmarole that happens, mm-hmm. You could scale it back. You can also eliminate it.
Yeah.
Right? That is a logical live option. Now, I understand in different families that would be a huge sort of scenario. Mm-hmm. And what I would want to say is if the people who are the most vested in the getting mm-hmm. are, you know, taking that fair share, then that's okay. But if it's the people that just basically want to be on the side of the giving, then that's a whole nother matter, right?
Yeah.
And so that's just what I want to be clear about. And enroll those people that you know are going to be especially adamant about certain pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're not trying to live up to their expectations, which yeah. may not be your expectations.
Yeah.
And if they're responsible for the turkey because you always have turkey and they've got the funky turkey, that's their problem.
Yeah.
Not yours.
And hopefully, you know, if that happens, you're able to show up with love and grace or whatever it is that intention was that you had set. And, you know, perhaps you showing up with love and grace whenever they're having a pretty bad moment where they may have gotten on your case about it if you had done it, might it may show them something. It may help them to learn something at that point in time.
I mean, in some ways, what my observation has been, people's observations are a bit different. The more that you enroll different people mm-hmm. in the holiday process,
mm-hmm.
The more things start getting cut in certain ways from the holiday process.
Yeah.
Because other people are like, wow, this is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's been a lot of work. It's just you haven't been the one doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to pause there because it can be work that you want to do. Like you could really totally. Love doing these types of things. And so if that's your joy work, get on it. Right. But just be very careful. We're kind of sliding into the boundaries conversation.
Yeah.
Right. We are kind of sliding in there. But I just wanted to put that out there that, you know, between the expectations and between how the management of holidays goes, like it can be, I think those are where some of the stresses come up.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Alrighty, so boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great literature on boundaries, actually.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I've only read a small portion of it. But for today's conversation, let's think in terms of positive boundaries and negative boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Positive boundaries are those things where you're saying, this is what I am going to do, and I'm not going to waver from it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We are going to, like, I am making the turkey.
Yeah.
Why do I keep coming back to turkey? I'm going to be super hungry.
Apparently, you're wanting turkey.
Well, I think holidays and I think turkey.
Okay.
And ham.
Yeah. I think of all the sides. I'm totally a sides and dessert person.
So we're just going to do the ham and the sides, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Dessert. Anyways,
positive boundaries. Things that you are going to do. Negative boundaries. Things that you are not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because, again, it's so easy during the holidays for those sort of, I didn't want to say it, but I ended up saying yes scenarios
yeah.
to pop up.
Yeah.
Right. And again, knowing that in ahead, you can be crystal clear with, you know, wanting to have the intention of love and hope and joy and still have your negative and positive boundaries up.
Oh yeah, of course.
So they're not incompatible. And I think that's where people get is if I, during the season, if I'm especially adamant about sticking to my principles or sticking to what I want, then I'm going to be the bad person.
Oh, I would actually argue that it's the opposite. Like the more that you can be clear with yourself about your boundaries, whether they're positive or negative boundaries, the more you're going to be able to live intentionally and be in the moment and feel and express whatever it was that you wanted to be the beacon of during your holidays.
Yeah. you know, it's coming to the point where I'm recognizing in our conversations and where we normally don't start with the why, right? Yeah. We kind of end with the why it's important, right? Yeah. But what's coming up for me is like, why is it important to be intentional, right? Well, mm-hmm. Being intentional, I think in the right way, leads to you being happier and less stressed throughout this period.
Yeah.
Right. And it leads to you being able to show up and really be present. Mm-hmm. And also, the funny thing about intentionality and boundaries and things like this is before we start using it, we think it excludes people. Mm-hmm. But it gives space for people to be included in ways, and it actually gives space for people to find what's important to them. Mm-hmm. Right? Because if you're all just kind of doing the thing and all just kind of going the motions because you don't know anything else to do, then, you know, I think that's where, you know, you end up with holidays where people are standing around looking at their phones.
Yeah.
Right. Cause they're just like, well, we're here, mm-hmm. but are you really? Right. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just the other things that happen. And so I think though saying no throughout this period, and largely that's what boundaries are about, mm-hmm. can seem not consistent with the happiest time of the year. Mm-hmm. I think it's a way in which it creates happiness in you and your home that you can spread to other people.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, anything else that you're feeling called to share about this?
I think I'm good. Where I always want to end up in scenarios like this, because I recognize how much of myself, right? Mm-hmm. We're in certain ways when we're writing and when we're having conversations, in a certain way you're talking to yourself too.
Oh, totally.
Right. Is I recognize how much I want to be saying yes and making other people happy and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how you get to the end of sort of that 3-week period where you're like, wow, like this period, I'm not rejuvenated. And I'm rolling into January. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to give people a chance to give themselves the gift of being who they are and doing what they need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. And I do think that, you know, our intentionality with this time of year and these holidays can help to lead us into a happier new year. And help us to set, you know, those intentions for what we want to have happen in the new year that's coming up very, very soon.
Okay, creative giants. So what we'd like you to do today is to take a few minutes and get super clear about how you want this holiday season to unfold. Be clear about the ways you want to feel and how you might be able to mirror and project that into the world. And get clear about those things that are really important to you that you do, and those things that are really important that you not do. And until next time, stand tall. We're having some great conversations in the Creative Giant Campfire, our free Facebook group. Search for Creative Giant Campfire in Facebook to join us there. It's where we're grabbing these suggestions, but we're also sharing prompts, microposts, and other content that helps us stand tall together. And if you're digging the Creative Giant Show, I'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a rating or review on iTunes. If you're not familiar with how to do this, there's a walkthrough available on the podcast page on productiveflourishing.com. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Giant Show. To find more tools and inspiration for creative giants, head on over to productiveflourishing.com. Stand tall, creative giant.